You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Midweek Malarkey. Full studio again. We're in good form, really.
Better believe it.
There's been no apologies for a while. Wilbur was running a bit late, so he got the dodgy chair. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's trying to buck me out. Anyway, just hang in there.
How are we all? Ticking along okay?
Going all right, yeah. What a song to kick us off.
Yes. Well, it'd be remiss of me to mention it is one song, one hour, which I accidentally said last week, apparently. One artist, 1 hour.
Well, Dire Straits could probably have one song that goes for a whole hour.
They're quite long, quite long. That one was Romeo and Juliet by Dire Straits. It's my week too.
Well, yeah, great work, Brett, with the song choice. The show can only get better from here.
It's better than some karaoke I heard during the week. But anyway,
are we doing an inverse of the show? I can see Az has already got the quiz ready.
He's just a professional,
very prepared. I had the quiz prepared last night. I think about 5 o'clock. I think it was had it done. So
no prompting needed. Knew it was his week. Ready to go. Pretty impressive, really. And like some, not mentioning names, doing quiz on the fly.
You.
Was there much feedback? Did you get much feedback around your 21 question quiz?
I think everyone got culled to
14 and then.
Yeah. Like the highlight was obviously Scuba Doo, but other than that.
I thought it was pretty good last week, actually, but I had some good feedback.
Did you? I thought it was pretty ordinary.
We struggled in studio, but some at home didn't mind it.
Like who?
Multiple sources.
You're not yanking chain here?
No, not as in even though we struggled to answer the questions, the actual then underlying fact was interesting.
Yeah.
So
as long as I make it hard,
the farm GDP one, like we didn't know and never would know.
You should.
Oh, to get the exact amount of dollars, pretty tough.
Wellington to Europe was pretty good.
Wellington to Spain, actually.
Wasn't South Africa, wasn't it?
Yeah, that wasn't bad. Anyway, big show coming up. The quiz will be chatted about. Will happen, sorry. On this day might happen. I can't guarantee that one.
2020 T20.
Fair bit of cricket. No, 2020 is done. Did want to quick COVID chat. SA's open officially. Is that right? Don't think it was this time last week.
No, I opened up 2 days ago.
2 days ago. There you go.
I'm not trying to get there, so I don't really mind.
Fair enough.
No more smuggling across the border.
No.
They're right. I do know a couple of blokes that are pretty keen to get across there, so hopefully things open up even easier.
I wish them all the best.
For those going, to the Adelaide Test, I would wish them all the best as well. Bit of rain around with harvest. Mm.
There's some dairy guys that are enjoying it. They've got a pretty good growing season ahead of them, really, if they can get some good rain, but, doesn't always favour everyone.
Can't work for everyone, can it?
No.
Hopefully not too many cherries getting touched up with the rain because we could grow some good cherries around here.
We want some cherries on those pavlovas for Christmas.
Now, Australian cricket captaincy. I thought we'd just go off the top from it because it has happened since last week. It's not ancient news now. but actually, hang on.
What's happened? I've missed it.
Oh, really? Well, we won't mention what's exactly... Oh, well, everyone knows what's exactly happened.
Mainstream news.
But we won't go into the intricacies of the text, I guess, because there's a fair bit circling around. First of all, is he stiff to get suspended or lose captaincy, or do you think it's fair?
Well, he didn't lose it. He stood down from it.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so. Well, he might have been tapped on the shoulder and said, hey. But I think the whole thing's probably been blown out of proportion a fair bit, considering what happened 4 years ago. They investigated it, nothing come out of it, and now it's all of a sudden one news article was going to break and the whole thing blew up again. So, I don't know.
On that, I think it's interesting with Cricket Tasmania coming out and saying that Cricket Australia have let him down. To me, that makes me feel that he was tapped on the shoulder, even though it came out as his choice. Something in it.
Said the decision the board made at the time would not be made again. That's what was said. So basically, Cricket Australia made a decision that they're trying to potentially come back on.
Which you could say decisions to, if by that you can rewrite a lot of history too.
Squeaky clean Tim Payne at the time. Not so squeaky clean.
Yeah. But where do you rewrite?
Record sheet, like.
That argument around we wouldn't have made the decision at the time, like that's dangerous with even history. You could rename a lot of things because, you know, I won't go into a rabbit hole, but there was slavery, a lot, you know, was a common practice way, way back when, and spots in America are still named after those people. So where do you draw the line on that? Anyway, we won't go down that rabbit hole.
We need a four-hour slot.
Who's the next captain?
I think it's going to be Pat Cummins, but I think I said last week I wouldn't mind someone doing it in the interim, and hopefully Travis Head pulls his finger out, and I think he'd be a good captain for Australia.
100%. I think whoever it is going to be sort of like a caretaker, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, which I guess
not unfortunately, but like, you know, anyone that's a captain for Australia is very fortunate. But I just don't think, I don't know. Pat Cummins is our spearhead bowler. He doesn't have to be worrying about field settings when he's bowling and he's, you know, middle of his spell. He has to be performing his own game rather than wondering who's coming on and off for drinks. And he will get support from Steve Smith and, you know, a lot of leaders in the team, but why don't they just put it back to Steve Smith in the interim until they can, you know...
Because he wasn't that good of a captain. He just had a good team.
Someone say that really? About Tim Payne too.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I'd say Brad Haddin did a lot more captaining than Michael Clark and
but then who
Steve
else
Smith.
Who else? But he's got experience as the Australian captain rather than putting pressure on Pat Cummins.
Because
you can't make him captain and then take it off him. Like, say if he has a terrible summer.
I think they just have to go to Cummins probably. I don't think they can go back to Smith. I think there'd be too much backlash if they did.
Especially the way Payne's gone out.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't, like, they had calls for Payne as a player anyway. Like, not necessarily as just the captain, but do you want to talk about who replaces him in the next part, or do you want to sort of cross it off now?
I'm happy. Now, I don't know. I really think, to me, Smith's the logical choice, but I understand why they wouldn't, but...
Yeah.
It's interesting that Khwaja and Head are the two players that captain their state at the moment, and they're pretty much fighting for the same spot.
Yeah. It'll be interesting who comes in.
Pat Cummins hasn't captained a state yet. No, that's because he doesn't play for the state very
often.
Yeah,
but when he goes back, he doesn't captain it. Anyone who's close to it all says that he's got leadership qualities and all that, but I think for an interim, because Smith's done it, but... You know, you give it back to him, but
should tell you who it won't be. Dave Warner.
Oh no, Davey.
Probably cross him off the list.
He's banned, isn't he?
He might still be actually banned.
I think he's banned just from having any leadership
forever.
Actually,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure
that's why he got dropped for this vice captain. Maybe. Still, regardless of that, it won't be him.
And it can't be Marnus.
No,
he carries on too much.
Way too much.
Excessive
see
appealing.
See the pitch against South Australia?
Yeah, a bit of carry on for like three different balls.
No, it's more than that. Chad Sayers goes, you know, do we just walk off if the wicket's flat?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, interesting. You can keep going.
Very good. We'll have a little bit of local cricket chat after the next song, but then we'll crack in.
I think we're going to say on this day.
I've got it in here in front of me, actually. It's on the computer now, which I think's a prompt, so I actually get to it. And we might just get to it, but we're going to talk around draft night, the AFL, a bit around the biggest draft flops or the success stories, big roughies. But not just AFL, we might venture out into some different sports as well. Then obviously the quiz, highly anticipated. Anyway, for now, though, I know that everyone's been waiting for us to finish talking so they can hear some more Dire Straits. This one is Sultans of Swing. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
Ardmore Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmore Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school, Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Hooray! The holiday season is here. It's been a tough year, and now it's time to relax and enjoy fun times with your family and friends. Our sponsors, Focus Cards and Gifts, have the answers to all your card and gift problems in one convenient spot. Just drop into the Friars Street end of the Maud Street Mall in Central Shepparton and check out the extensive range on display. We're a friendly bunch and always happy to help. Open 7 days for your convenience. Call us on 5821 1813.
We are proud sponsors of 1FM.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on midweek malarkey. Very quick on this day.
You're a bit of a snake for not telling us we're coming on air.
Oh, sorry. We're on air, guys. We all know now.
Yeah, but usually you give us the countdown.
I do not.
You do.
Ryan Maloney born today. Toadfish from Neighbours. Oh. He's 42 today.
King of the goatee.
Well done. He's been on there since 1995. Still going too, if you
on Neighbours.
Don't know. Yeah, apparently. Not that I watch anymore.
I've
but
never watched a full episode of Neighbours, I'll be honest.
Ooh. I feel most people grew up with Neighbours or Home and Away. Surely, one of the two. No, we got one. No. Okay.
I watched a bit of Home and Away.
Yeah, all right.
I get sucked into watching it now. I pretend I'm watching it, but
oh, so you're still on? Now. You're a late bloomer.
I'm not actually up to date with what's happening. I spent most of the time on my phone for that half an hour.
Neighbours or Home and Away?
Both.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's commitment.
And Thursdays, the Home and Away goes for an hour and a half.
Heard that the other day, and I was shocked. That's Bigly.
Bigly.
Yes. Speaking of a Donald Duck Dunn, born in Memphis, whoever that is, bass player with Booker T and the MGs. Anyway, that's just in front of me. We will move on.
Glad we got that back, Brett.
Oh, those at home might not, just because I'm getting blank looks in here. Now, quick wrap around the local cricket. Honourable, we'll just go through some highlights, some good scores. We won't go through the results. I just like highlighting the individual. It's all about the individual on this show. McLay, B. McLay for Kai Avram, 97 not out. Didn't he take six for the week before? Was that him?
I think so.
Someone stop this man.
Yeah. For Northern, didn't get the Chockies though. Northern,
I was going to say, you think after making 97 not out, you think, yeah, have a good win here. But yeah.
No.
Not to be.
Jay Brett. Which I'll get his full name.
Joel
Brett. Yeah, 113 not out. Not bad.
Two wickets as well, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, flat, two flat for. Pitch. Yes, I can see that. It must have been a bit of a flat pitch, both over 200.
Three votes.
three vote. I would think he would be a chance for the three vote. Mueller, another 73 runs too. If you look for the season, he's now onto 162 runs in two games. That's not a bad little
local listen or co-op.
Is he?
Yeah.
Tunes in. We'll keep shouting out Kyle if he keeps scoring runs. That's the deal. So well done. Other than that, no other.
There's a century for Marupna.
Oh, hang on, there is. Ethan Anderson got a ton. He's just not high on the scores for you. He must have got a blob week one. So he's gone from 0 to 100. Is that right?
Must have.
Anyway, maybe he didn't get
the stats in front of you.
Might not have got a bat. But he averages 52, so I do know that. So you're half that. Anyway, so well done to him. We'll look at some wickets. It seemed like a bit of a no more than threefers, I don't think. Oh, no. Jay Sanderson, 5 for 9 for Ngambi.
How many did you get?
Oh, I got a sneaky 1 for. Thanks for asking.
1 for what?
1 for 11.
Okay. That's not
how many overs?
That's not bad. That's not bad.
It doesn't matter how many overs it was.
That's not bad off an over.
How are the toes?
I don't know what you're talking
about.
For
the listeners, Brett,
sorry, Liam Caligari, he got a 5 for 29 as well. I just want to shout out, I found a second 5 for there. So well done, Liam, at Old Students. If you're looking at the bowling for the year, Luke Sanchetta of Marupna fame, 7 wickets for the year. He's out to a solid start.
He's a very good bowler.
So, not bad if you're averaging 7.43 after 2 weeks of cricket. I did have a roll. There was a couple no balls, couple of wides. Was offered a second over, politely declined, and then that was it. But
how'd you get the wicket ball.
Low full toss, scooped to mid on.
Porridge gets wickets, mate.
But you know, I'm in the score sheet, unlike others in the studio.
Yeah, I had a bit of a Houdini game.
Again,
no runs, no bowling, no catches, just good banter.
But you won karaoke the night before.
Oh, wicket kept at the start with no pads and no box, so that was a bit of a highlight for everyone.
Especially if you're keeping to
just a man of pain, I am.
Yeah,
and as still not out for the year, so still doesn't have an average, but just red ink. 20 on the weekend and a 15 week one, so still
2 wickets.
Oh, and 2 wickets. Sorry,
all rounder now. So got to mention that.
Did Captain Araldite, they call him? The ball just sticks to his hand.
What do you bowl?
Big turners.
just medium nippers.
Yeah, well, I was just keeping to it. There was off breaks. There was googlies. There was everything.
Right arm hit me. I think they describe it as.
that was your bowling.
That was going to say that to you, mate.
Yeah, fair bump.
Right arm in the slot.
Anyway, that's a bit of a local cricket wrap. We might start to look at the ladder a bit later on in the year, but for now it's all about individual.
Do we want to do that little segment for me or no?
What little segment?
Remember I suggested that today?
Just go for it. Suggest it now.
I was going to say, like, maybe it's a few too many teams, but we might just go to what was the top 8 for AFL this year? Can you pull up the table?
Yes, I can.
I was going to say, what's your idea of the, like, if each team had a car make, what would it be?
A car make?
Yeah, like, what would, I don't know. Who's the Tesla? Obviously, we know Melbourne Demons are associated usually with the Volvo.
Well, Richmond are sponsored by Jeep, so I'd say that'd be Jeep.
No, but it has to sort of also mix with what the team's about, Like, Collingwood would probably be like a
Commodore.
So you got the ideas.
Oh, well, Melbourne would be something that's like good on like the probably the highway and on the good roads, but then you get it out on a bad road and you just would sort of like fall apart. So whatever car fits that model.
I don't know.
Just like when stuff's good, they're good. But
BMW X5.
It just happened last year. They'll fall off. I'm still.
You reckon?
Yeah. I was hoping halfway through last year, but I'm still going to stick to
someone like Port Adelaide. Be like a Ferrari. Like they're all good when the road's smooth, but once it gets a bit bumpy, they're a bit shaky.
Yeah. I think so. Melbourne fit in with that too, I reckon.
What about the Dons?
Like
they're running on different fuel. They're electric.
A great wall, I reckon. Like you just when you start to rely on it, it just lets you down.
A Sang-yong. Yeah.
I don't mind this. We might go. Yeah. We might go through a few more.
I've got one more. Geelong would probably be a like 1980s Datsun. Real old.
Is there any car manufacturers that are just complete? Well, maybe West Coast would be a Tesla because they just are all about themselves, and it's their them against the world.
See, I don't know. Yeah, that's how I think Port Adelaide is.
Mm. Yeah, oh, yeah, very much so. Yeah,
it's a bit of that. Gold Coast would be just a car up on blocks.
It's on its last
what's
leg.
What's North?
Oh, poor North. Just poor North.
Like Fred Flintstone's car.
You know that car that's in Mr. Bean where it's got the three wheels? Where it always goes around the corner, it turns on the side. That's North.
Very good. Speaking of the footy, it is draft night. I think North have pick one. And then, other than that, there's not too much notable in it. But I wanted to... We'll go on with some of the biggest draft flops.
Yeah, flops.
We'll start with AFL. Any that come to mind with just AFL blatant draft flops?
Well, I've got one written down here. Jack Watts.
Ooh, yep.
Probably one of the biggest.
I'd have to say so. Yep.
Paddy McCartan would be close behind him.
Yes.
Obviously unlucky because of injuries and things like that, but still.
Still a flop.
You want more than 10 games out of your number one pick.
Yeah, definitely still a flop. Richard Tamling's one that I always think of. He's a bit unfairly persecuted because he's the same draft as Franklin, isn't he?
Yeah, Richmond and probably could have taken Ruffhead or Franklin, but chose Tamling instead. So.
Anyway, imagine how good Richmond would be if they had Franklin. Yeah, but some roughies, like, and I have one which is sort of a roughie, which I just want to, point out, it's good they've fixed the father-son rule, but Gary Ablett Jr. is, because he was in the 40s, all because of father-son, which couldn't happen now. Mm. Without, example, Dacos this year, I reckon he would have been pick one or two, but Collingwood are paying for it to a degree, not massively. There's a few others from that draft in memory, though. Cats had a few that were... I think Chappie was a higher pick.
The one that comes to mind for me would be James Hurd. It was pick 75, I think.
Pick 75? James Hurd,
yeah,
was it?
Yep. Yep.
Gee.
And Dane Swan was in the 50s, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, which was the same... Was that the same draft as the Ablett draft? If you look at that draft, they're littered with, you know, picks that were... higher picks, which were good players. Steve Johnson might have been a bit higher as well.
I think there's been a few blokes who have been rookie draft... Like, didn't make the initial draft and got rookie draft and become... superstars. I think who's one of them?
Dean Cox.
He was rookie. Sanderlands, I think, was a rookie as well.
Does Podsy Adley count? He had a good few years.
Yeah, Podsy Adley's a rookie.
Going outside the AFL, I wanted to mention as a flop, Greg Oden. I don't know if anybody...
Got him up.
Oh, yeah. You got him?
That's who I was thinking of. He played 105 games of NBA ever.
And that's it, yeah, which isn't just over a season. He was meant to be really good. Injury again really hurt him. He didn't play nearly for the first 3 or 4 years. Then he played a little bit for the Heat in the end, I think.
Yeah, he played Portland and Miami.
Big call. Has Zion played this year yet?
No.
He's been a bit injured, but I think he showed a lot of potential last year.
Yeah, that is a big call. Kwame Brown.
He's a big boy.
I don't know if you remember Kwame Brown. He didn't do much. Anthony Bennett's one. Everyone's completely forgotten about. He's been so bad. He was a pick one in the NBA draft.
Out of a sport that has the most, I guess probably is a propensity to flop, like as a top 10, you know, top 20 draft pick, the NFL. NFL has, I think, out of like top one or top, you know, three draft picks, has got some of the most dropout.
It's pretty brutal, the NFL. Yeah, like, yeah. If you don't make it in the first couple of years, you're straight out the door.
The average lifespan of an NFL player is like 2 years.
Yeah. Like how's Cam Newton going? He was one that had a lot of pressure on him. Is he still listed?
No, I think the Patriots have just let him go, so.
Jared Hayne?
See, he'd...
It's brutal.
That's a fall from grace. That's not a flop.
American drafts are pretty brutal, full stop, aren't they? Because even Hayne, he was on a list, off a list, back on, like, even in his short stint over there.
It is very funny, though, like in the NBA, and I think it happens in the NFL not as much so, when someone gets drafted to a team and then they're traded before they even get to hold their jersey. So brutal.
Yeah, like, what was the move, to get Eli Manning?
Yeah.
The move to get Eli Manning, and they traded... Oh, mate, went to Pittsburgh. Roethlisberger.
Yep, Ben.
And there was some poor guy in the... Like, so Roethlisberger was meant to go quite high. They ended up picking someone that they didn't... Like, the Giants ended up picking someone they didn't want to then trade and then pick up... They basically gave someone Eli to then get it back for some pick. Yeah. Very, very strategic, some of those drafts.
Oh, they wheel and deal a lot more.
By the end of the draft, like, Eli had signed up with the Chargers and then ended up at the Giants at the end of the draft.
So you're in different clubs' hands throughout. Yeah. It's a different concept.
Like, in the NBA, you can trade, is it 7 years ahead?
Oh, yeah, it's a good while. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, whereas where in the AFL, it's limited to trading the next year's pick and that's it, or is it 2 years?
I believe it's just the 1 year here.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's shot Collingwood in the foot nicely. Just a quick Movember update. It's got more substance than last week looking across the desk.
Yeah, thank you.
But more importantly, donations, how are they going?
I am $70 off $1,000.
Oof. Whoosh.
So pretty decent.
If you're listening and you want to donate, get on the Facebook page, send us a message, and get into 1,000.
Yeah, it'd be good to get to 1,000.
Anyway, coming up, we've got another Dire Straits song with Walk of Life, and we've also got the quiz. So hang around for that, as on this week. So stay tuned. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
Thinking of retiring or downsizing? Come and see how terrific life can be at Freedom Place, the area's newest over 50s village. Come and see this wonderful gated community and walk through the brand new owner's centre with its very own bowling green, swimming pool, gym, golf simulator, theatre room and much, much more. You can also park your caravan right beside your home on the fully fenced blocks, plus you get a freehold title. Life can be a dream at Freedom Place. So call now on 5831 640 to book in your personal inspection.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Midweek Malarkey. I did just try not giving a warning then, bringing you guys in just to check. I forgot to put your buttons on. Anyway, you're on now. They were all laughing hysterically if you didn't hear it at home.
We actually weren't.
He's just got a straight face. Now, a bit of on this day, you had one for me,
yeah,
Wilbur?
Yeah, I actually just got rid of it, but... Yeah, basically on this day 15 years ago, Steve Harmison bowled the first ball of the Ashes that ended up at second slip. He bowled it that wide. Australia went on to win by 277 runs. Ricky Ponting scored close to 200. And then we won 5-0 that series. So
actually, I had flashbacks of that on the weekend when Brett was bowling.
Yeah, I bet. Except it went to gully.
Yeah.
There was that other one that went to gully, Brett, and you tripped over and dropped it. Oh, was that more point area?
I remember like a full stretch, Jux, Jonty Rhodes type effort that got a finger on it. But anyway,
I would have said falling with grace.
Felt good.
More like Mark Taylor falling backwards.
Tubby. Quiz time, as is on tonight. So, fire away.
We're back. All right. Had some feedback last few weeks.
Is that a minus next to Brett's name already?
Yeah, minus one, Brett. Nah, I mean, bit of feedback. Quiz not up to standard. So, time to bring the quiz master back in and get it back up to where it should be. So,
very good.
Righto, fire away. Question one. What movie is this quote from? No one makes my bleed. No one makes me
Package.
Bleed.
Dodgeball.
Correct.
White Goodman.
Correct.
Can you finish the quote?
That's not you. No one makes me bleed my own blood.
Oh,
no
yes.
One. No one.
Yeah. White Goodman.
Not bad.
Question two. With 14 days to go before the first Ashes test, who took the first wicket in the last Ashes series?
Package.
Will.
Package.
Josh Hazlewood.
Incorrect. Will.
It's Peter Siddle.
Incorrect.
Brett.
No, you didn't.
Mitchie Stark.
Incorrect. Stuart Broad.
Oh, he did too.
Question three.
Couldn't happen to a worse bloke.
Listen. What is seen in the middle of March and April that can't be seen at the beginning or end of either month?
Package. The number one.
Incorrect.
The beginning... Can I have that again?
What is seen in the middle of March and April that can't be seen at the beginning or end of either month?
Brett. Public holidays?
Incorrect.
Got nothing.
The letter R.
When does it get better?
When does it get interesting? Even if we get it wrong.
Touche. No, I didn't mind
that's
that.
Right, yeah.
Next question. The candy M&Ms stands for what?
Brett. Marshall Mathers. Had to be said, sorry.
This is for 2 points. This is a tough one.
Tick, tick, tock, tick,
tick. Malts Mysteries.
This is a bit of a Scooby Doo.
This is a Scooby Doo.
Midweek Malarkey.
Oh. Not quite. Mars and Murray.
Oh, I like Midweek Malarkey.
Right at. Ian Chappell, Greg Chappell, and Trevor Chappell, all brothers. Who made their test debut
Brett.
For...
Package.
Trevor.
Incorrect.
Will.
Ian.
Incorrect.
Good things Gregory. Come to those who wait.
I'll accept Gregory.
Well done,
That's
Wilbur.
That's correct. Wilbur, on the board. In which European city would you find the Spanish Steps?
Will. Rome.
Correct.
Throwing a few
Have
coins.
You ever been there?
Yeah, throwing some coins in to make a few wishes.
I've been there, but I was going to say Italy, so I didn't listen to the question at all.
Now, that would be country.
Mm. Mm.
South Africa?
South. Very good.
I'm flying through this. Have we got...
Master,
we might have this day.
I've got filler. Don't you worry. Don't worry about that.
All right, next question. Who has scored the most points in a single match for the
Package.
Wallabies?
Oh. Brett.
Israel Folau. I've got nothing.
George Gregan.
Incorrect.
Oh. He doesn't kick.
He's a weapon.
Will, I reckon, is it Mark Eller?
Incorrect.
Or Steve Larkham.
Matt Rogers.
Oh. Is it really?
It is, yes.
I'm going to have a guess how many he scored.
Like
it was against.
Was it against Tuvalu in some...
No, it was against...
I was at the game. It was against Romania. He scored like 48 points.
Namibia. Sorry.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
What country was that again?
Namibia or something. Same thing. Anyway, Namibia. One of those African countries.
Stop it.
Namibia for me.
You're all back in. This is for 3 points.
Oh.
How many
Brett.
Points?
Package.
Brett, package, Will.
Six.
Incorrect.
Oh.
43.
Incorrect.
I reckon it's 48.
Incorrect. 42.
Oh.
Bill, close.
That's a fair day out.
Is that 1 point for close?
Should have went 49.
No, no points awarded. I'll only accept all answers here, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Name the past 10 Australian Test captains.
Brett.
Oh.
Except all
cricket.
Of them.
Yeah, I was going to say cricket or rugby. Or
10 Brett. Australian Test cricket captains.
I don't have to name them in order, do I?
No, you just got to name all 10.
Alan, have you Alan Border.
I'll go Will next.
Do you count filling in captains? You don't, do you? No.
If they captain Australia, they are a test captain.
Okay, well.
No more fluff.
Alan Border, Tubby Taylor, Steve Waugh, Gilchrist captained Australia for a few games, so he should be in there. Tim Payne, Stephen Smudge Smith. Okay.
Thinking of did, one big one.
I'm missing. Oh, Ricky Ponting. Did. I'm just thinking whether when Steve Waugh missed, that would have been more Gilchrist still. So, I'm running short here.
Got three to go.
Chappell?
No.
More information.
Bum bum.
Oh.
If yous, any of yous two can,
I've got it. I've got two more up my sleeve.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. If I can't get that, I'm giving it to you. Did you say Michael Clark?
Oh,
I had Michael Clark, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Two to go.
Who do we have so far off the top?
I think we've got...
Stop looking over your shoulder, Bill.
We've got Payne, Smith, Clark, Ponting, Gilchrist, War, Taylor, Border.
Ooh, one more.
Two.
Oh, two more.
Yeah, I've got one more, but I don't want to... David Warner and Brad Haddin.
Incorrect, incorrect.
Oh. Brad, oh.
I thought Brad Haddin definitely would have captained one.
Nah.
No.
So
Michael Hussey?
Incorrect.
Oh, no.
So you were looking for Shane Watson.
No.
Oh,
one test.
Wow.
And Kim Hughes.
Kim Hughes would have, yeah.
Tough beforehand. One. Score Shame. Check. Two to Will, one to Bill. Next question.
How many to Brett?
No, don't None worry about it. Move on.
Name the colours of the Madagascar flag.
Package. Black, blue and green.
Incorrect.
Brett.
I buzzed in before.
Okay. You go.
Is this red and black?
Incorrect.
Is it red, blue and green?
Incorrect. Red, white, green.
Oh.
Final question. This is a fire round. So if you get any of these wrong, minus two.
Ooh. Ooh.
So
not an answer.
What we've got, nicknames, team nicknames. Say, I'll say AFL, Richmond, you've got to say who they are, Tigers.
Do we still buzz in or we just...
Yep.
Okay, run up.
NBA, Charlotte.
Brett.
Will.
Brett.
Hornets.
Correct.
Oh, I thought you meant... Well,
were the Bobcats for a bonus point?
That's...
No. Ducks.
NFL, Arizona.
Brett.
Will.
Brett.
Cardinals.
Correct. Netball, Perth.
Brett.
Brett.
Scorchers.
Incorrect. Minus two.
Oh, that's the cricket.
Oh, no.
Can we pass?
Perth Fever.
The Fever, yeah.
NBL, Brisbane.
Brett. Bullets.
Correct. A-League, Wellington.
Brett. Phoenix.
Correct. IPL, Dally.
Brett.
Package. Brett.
Daredevils.
Incorrect.
So I'm getting nowhere with these.
What'd you say?
IPL, Delhi.
Oh, not going to answer that.
Capitals.
Oh.
VFL. VFL, Coburg.
I'm not willing to guess anymore.
Go on, Bill.
I was well behind. I need to try catch up.
Pass?
Yep, pass.
EPL, Leicester City.
Brett.
Brett.
They're the Tigers, aren't they?
Incorrect. You're on minus two.
Got nothing.
Nothing?
I buzzed it, but...
Last one. Baseball. Los Angeles.
Brett.
Will.
Brett.
Dodgers?
Incorrect. Minus four.
The White Sox. They're the what? No, that's Boston. No.
Incorrect.
And he's lost the
minus
quiz.
Two. Bill, do you want to have a crack?
Pass.
Bill was won it on one vote. Minus two. Zero, Will.
What were they?
And minus four, Brett. They are the Los Angeles Angels.
Oh. That's all we got time for. Dutch program coming up. Never have we had a quiz lost by a negative point, so that's a first here on Midweek Malarkey.
When in doubt, abstain.
Stick around. Yeah, the Dutch program with Martin and Margaret. Coming up to finish off, though, one more Dire Straits song with Money for Nothing. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.